full-time job, and I gotta keep working to keep supporting the mortgage, the wife, and the kids. And it's like, then everybody's buckled in, and then you just have no social life with the niggas. And so I'm thinking, like, we need a compound. We need, like, a compound where the women are in the sewing circle, they're in the basket weaving circle, and the men are out hunting. The men are out hunting. I almost said humping. Never beating the allegations. I'm just never beating the allegations. Pause, Freudian slip. The men are hunting mammoths and saber-toothed tigers, and that's just so demoralizing. Don't clip that. The men are out hunting, obviously, is what I meant. The women are weaving the baskets. They're making the pottery. The women are, you know, gossiping. They're raising the girls. They're making dolls and shit like that. And the men are out hunting mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, polar bears. That's what we need. We need that. And we need that. So we need, like, a village. We need a village, or, like, a commune. Like Jonestown, without the suicide. You know, we need something where we all have, like, a separate domicile, but also it's communal in a way. And maybe it's a tech startup. Maybe it's a tech startup. I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. And maybe we're renting cars and it's like Instagram. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
Nick Fuentes has proposed a vision where 2 million young male Gen Z followers each contribute $100 monthly, amassing a collective $200 million per month. He suggests channeling this unprecedented capital into constructing what he calls luxurious food dome communities across the American desert Southwest. In this model, massive climate-controlled agricultural domes would serve as the centerpiece, enclosed ecosystems capable of producing fresh food year-round in arid environments. Surrounding these domes, Fuentes envisions master-planned, self-contained towns designed exclusively for his political base. These communities would feature high-end amenities, communal living structures, and a fortress-like aesthetic intended to function autonomously from mainstream society. Fuentes frames the project as a radical act of separatism, a parallel economy and infrastructure built by and for his movement. He emphasizes strict internal discipline, traditionalist social structures, and collective ownership of the means of production and sustenance. The desert location is chosen intentionally for isolation, defensibility, and the symbolic act of reclaiming barren land for a new society. Critics dismiss the proposal as logistically impossible, noting that even with $200 million monthly, land acquisition, water rights, engineering, and permitting for such domed cities would require years of regulatory approval and billions more in upfront capital. However, Fuentes presents it as a long-term loyalty test and a tangible escape from a system he considers irredeemably corrupt.
Yeah, it's getting real. Everything that we said would happen is happening. Everything that we said would happen for decades is now happening, and we're in the endgame. It's that simple. So it's time to, like, make our own country. It's time to make our own, you know, something. I don't know. Space station. Time to make an ark. It's time to make an ark and destroy the world.